High blood pressure is probably one of the most serious risk factors when it comes to heart attacks, strokes, and probably also dementia. But there's a lot of debate about just what level of blood pressure patients should aim for, because there are concerns that going too low is harmful too. A study released last week has some of these answers, but it's also raised more questions. Norman Swan joins us now from the Health Report. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
Too high or too low? That's the question here. Tell us a little more about the arguments that come up from this study.
So the arguments are, so when I was training, lots has changed with high blood pressure. So when I was a medical student, we were taught that the most, you got a high and a low figure in your blood pressure measurements. The high figure is called systolic blood pressure, which is the pressure exerted by your heart on your arteries as it pumps. Then there's a diastolic, which is the relaxation pressure, the background pressure. And we were taught when we were kids that the background pressure was what counts. That's changed over the years. Now they focus on the top figure. But there's an inordinate concentration in medicine on the numbers. What's your cholesterol level? What's your blood pressure level? Rather than a much more holistic level, a holistic question, which is, what's your risk or my risk personally of having a heart attack or stroke over the next 5 or 10 years? And when you ask that question, those numbers kind of recede into the background. And what the advice has been over the last 10 years or so is to GPs, is that you've got to assess the total risk of your patients before you decide whether they merit blood pressure or cholesterol treatment. The trouble is that the drug companies over the years have just done trials on your cholesterol level or your blood pressure level, not on your risk of heart disease. This trial, just published, released last week, is one of the first ever to actually assess the benefits of reducing your blood pressure when your risk is high rather than just on the numbers. And that was the essence of this study.
It was a major study, wasn't it? It was a very large trial.
Yeah, it was about 10,000 people, and they were assessed at high risk. And how you assess high risk is a combination of things. Do you smoke? What's your blood pressure? What's your cholesterol level? And things like that. And so the people selected for it weren't selected just on their blood pressure. They were selected on their risk. And then they were split into two groups, because the question here was, is it just enough to get your blood pressure under 140, which is one of the arbitrary levels, which they say, or should it go down to 120, which requires much harder work? And is there a benefit worth going for? Because there was some concern that there was a risk of harm by going too low. And so that's what they randomized people to, standard treatment, get it below 140 and be happy, or not be happy and go down to 120. And what they showed was that there was a 25% reduction in both chances of dying and of having a heart attack, stroke or heart failure over the period of the trial. In fact, the trial was stopped early because of the benefits shown, that it was unethical to continue people in the lower intensive group.
So hang on, let me be clear. The trial was stopped because it was better to get 200 yep. below 120 or not?
That's right. Better to head for 120, and therefore it was unethical to keep people in the arm of the trial.
Oh, I see, at a higher level.
Wasn't trying so hard.
Okay. But there is a big but buried in this, right?
There's a huge but in this. First of all, there were an average of 2.8 drugs compared to 1.8, so you had to increase the number of medications. It didn't really matter what medications you were on, so it could have been cheaper medications. The other but is that you had to have more visits to the doctor, so there was more expense. And the other but was there were more side effects, dizziness and so on, and maybe in some people a bit of kidney damage, although not risking their lives. And the people in the trial, at the end of the trial, were still fat. Many of them were still smoking, hadn't changed their lifestyle. And the story, and hadn't changed their salt intake. Mm. So the story here is that we in a developed nation have blood pressures that are far too high because of the way we eat, drink and be merry. And we need to actually change our behavior, because we can't afford as a nation to treat everybody down to a blood pressure of 120. Mm. We've actually got to stop people getting to 140. And the story there is, reducing alcohol intake or going to low alcohol, reducing your weight by 10% is the same as taking a blood pressure pill, and reducing your salt intake through reducing processed foods and going for foods you cook yourself where you know how much salt you're putting in.
Well, we heard it from the doctor. Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fran.
Dr. Norman Swan, more on this on the Health Report with Norman this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.